It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
So much is unfolding on the wider horizon that official sources and mainstream media are not disclosing. In fact, official sources and power structure-controlled media are doing their collective best to suppress countless frontline facts and issues from the public. Will the propensity of our species to deny unpleasant realities continue to prevail, or, as the walls close in from all sides, will an unprecedented awakening of the masses lead to a paradigm shift that may yet allow us to change course? Will a never-before-seen collective effort of global populations, as, again, they are forced to face converging catastrophes, allow our species to evolve to a higher level of mutual cooperation, to a level where the primitive paradigm of mutually assured self-destruction is abandoned as a means of so-called defense? In this broadcast, dozens of breaking frontline reports that have a very direct impact on our collective immediate futures. Dire and unpleasant but necessary to face truths, issues that must be understood and dealt with if we are to have any chance whatsoever of surviving even the near-term horizon. If you don't believe this, if you don't believe our situation is that dire, you will soon. Wait and see. Headline reports coming. Stay tuned and connect the dots. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour for June 16th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. We are broadcast throughout Northern California, 6 to 7 a.m. on Saturdays, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Global Alert News, also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. As always, this reminder, if you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition in Reading. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. This week's event for Jim Fair, staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, this week's event is in Salt Lake City, Utah. Started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Mountain America Exposition Center. For future, there's a fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth, by the way, at every Jim Fair event. If you go to get geoengineering watch materials, you can get into the event free. You simply need to say so at the ticket booth. For future upcoming Jim Fair events, see the Jim Fair homepage for more details. G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. July 28th event in Reading. Again, continued announcement, which Jim Fair has facilitated and helped to make happen. Again, incredibly dedicated ally in this fight. Flyer is now available for this July 28th event. See geoengineeringwatch.org on the top stories and recent sections. You can download the flyer for free and circulate them also online with the PDF link that's available in this post. It gives all the details to this July 28th event in Shasta County, California at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. Free event, free materials, former government scientists present to give testimony on the ongoing geoengineering reality. Former EPA whistleblower also there. There'll be presentations by myself and these former government scientists and experts. There'll be a long Q&A session after these presentations. Again, all of this outlined on the flyer that's now posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. And there'll be a session after the Q&A session where everyone who attends can meet and dialogue with every one of the five experts that will be giving testimony at this event. Again, free materials, free event, Shasta County Fairgrounds, in conjunction with the Jim Fair event, which will also be occurring at the fairgrounds on the weekend of July 28th. Jim Fair will be there the 27th, 28th, and 29th. Although there will be a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth all 3 days at that event, the actual day of presentations, Q&A, and meet the experts will be on July 28th. Again, see the flyer at geoengineeringwatch.org for full details on that event. How many times have I heard individuals in regard to climate engineering defend their denial of climate engineering by stating this? If climate engineering was really going on, whistleblowers would be lining up to expose it. Really? Does such a conclusion stand up to the facts? Absolutely not. Why not? Consider this statement from a U.S. Air Force Major General that was supplied yesterday to geoengineeringwatch.org at my request. His words: individuals, i.e. military, civil servants, contractors, etc., that have been cleared for security clearance, quote, confidential, secret, top secret, or SCI, and have been briefed into a government classified program, have signed a document that restricts them from providing any information whatsoever on that program. Any violation of that agreement could result in possible removal of clearances, termination of job, career impacts, and even prison time, depending on the impact to national security. When they are debriefed out of the program, they will then sign a document where they agree to never release any program information. Geoengineering Watch cannot disclose the identity of this high-ranking officer at this time, but his statements of record can be confirmed from other sources with any objective research. So, in conclusion, no. Whistleblowers are not going to line up to tell the truth at the cost of jail time or far worse. This reminder again, an example. Who is the only person to go to jail for the illegal and unimaginably immoral U.S. programs of torture and illegal detainment? The whistleblower, John Kerekou. This is a matter of fact. Moving on. More controlling of the flow of information, keeping the population completely ignorant and oblivious as to what's unfolding around them by the day. From Reuters, this headline report: AT&T wins court approval to buy Time Warner. Washington. From Reuters, AT&T won court approval on Tuesday to buy Time Warner Inc. for $85 billion. What's this mean? More media mergers. We have gone from, several decades ago, 1,500 media companies to five. Total control of the flow of information, and a public that, I'm sorry to say, has so far been all too willing to accept the power structure propaganda narrative on so many issues because it simply feels better to remain in a bubble of denial. That bubble is popping as we speak. Denial will not change what's coming. More headlines. Let's examine what's coming. Consider this headline from ZeroHedge.com: facing a horrible future. I would recommend people read this in entirety because we now see more media sources acknowledging the fact that we are on the course to planetary omnicide. They are still overly optimistic in regard to how far off that is. This is an excerpt from this report, which I would recommend people look up and read. Travel with me to the future. Imagine that the year is 2040. If we suddenly woke in that year, what would we see in this world? More importantly, what we would not see. Which species would be missing? Which ecosystems have utterly collapsed? By extrapolating trends already in place, many of which are accelerating, we can easily predict a future where there are no large animals left. It's not a matter of prediction, that's a mathematical certainty. And 2040 is far, far too optimistic, perhaps by as much as two decades. What's happening now is as non-linear as it can be. It is an exponentially accelerating equation. We are hitting the wall now. It's not off on the horizon. Let's continue. One quick update, however, on the inarguably harmful effects of toxic vaccinations, a part of the equation we face. Those in power know the planet can no longer support the population that's here. It was never sustainable. This is part of the overall picture that must be considered. A major study has just been published in the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. HPV Gardasil vaccine linked to decline in fertility rates in U.S. women. Should this be any surprise at all? More and more studies are finally surfacing, which absolutely prove vaccinations are doing immense harm. Let's remember the recent peer-reviewed study, which confirmed that vaccinated children in Africa are 5 times more likely to die in the first 5 months as compared to non-vaccinated children. And let's not forget the recent studies that prove autism rates increase in direct proportion to vaccination rates. Autism that has increased some 40,000% since 1995, from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 25 boys. If you still think vaccinations are about the common good, please wake up. And for the record, for the rest of the children that are not actually diagnosed with autism, their cognitive function is absolutely being damaged from these toxic vaccinations. You don't have to have a diagnosis to be less than what you would have been without these neurotoxins, aluminum and mercury, and other elements being injected directly into our systems. How simple is that to understand? And there is synergistic toxicity between these elements. Understand that. Although aluminum and mercury, I've stated this over and over, are highly toxic in and of themselves. This is not disputed scientifically. When you combine these elements, you get synergistic toxicity. The overall toxicity can increase as much as 100 times, 10,000%. What can happen to prominent people who speak out against the power structure and sanity of which vaccinations are a part? How many times have we seen mainstream media and some official sources go after tenaciously anyone, celebrities or the rare courageous elected official who speaks out against official narratives? They are dealt with in the most harsh of fashions. We have a recent example that I would argue is likely an example of this. Anthony Bourdain, his recent demise. This headline from the UK Express and other sources. After a trip to Gaza, Anthony Bourdain accused world of robbing Palestinians of their basic humanity. That's not the only issue that Anthony Bourdain spoke out about. I would argue this. He would not have had this prominent position he had if he hadn't at one point or another conformed to the power structure, agreed to go along with certain premises of the power structure, his very prominent position in the entertainment industry. Being shown on CNN, the CNN channel, when we should be watching news, we would have hours and hours of Anthony Bourdain, very prominent position in media. And when he began to speak out in ways that were counterproductive to those who control media, is that why he was dealt with? Was he in fact suicided? Too many examples of this. Too many examples to be coincidence. Make up your own mind. I want to leap to what's happening on the front line of environmental collapse and the climate engineering insanity that is further fueling that collapse on countless fronts. Hawaii volcanic eruption, mysterious freezing rain stuns scientists after lava explosion. The Hawaii volcano eruption has triggered a shock event that has left scientists baffled, with one meteorologist admitting he has, quote, never seen this before. After the explosion, lava caused a winter freeze blast. Ponder that for a moment while I finish this excerpt. The Hawaiian National Weather Service was forced to issue a shock winter weather advisory alert after freezing rain and ice appeared in areas of the Big Island. The unusual weather event is incredibly rare, and meteorologists have admitted they have, quote, never seen this before. So that doesn't make it rare, does it? It makes it completely unprecedented. How can lava, explosions of lava, cause a winter freeze blast? It's not the volcano. It's certainly not the lava. It's what's being done in the skies above this event with any available moisture by the climate engineers. It's called chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Patented processes of chemical ice nucleation that are causing these extremely anomalous winter weather whiplash events all over the globe. From record highs to drops in temperatures of 30, 40, 50, 60 degrees. And sometimes hours, because they are chemically nucleating the moisture to create a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the surface and lowers temperatures only briefly, but enough to confuse and bewilder populations as to the true state of the climate while the planet descends further and further into total meltdown, into an abrupt climate collapse. Not just global warming. Yes, Al Gore was wrong. Yes, his data was incorrect. But in the opposite direction of what so many would like to believe. What we face is exponentially worse than anything Mr. Gore disclosed. And this ridiculously unnatural event in Hawaii is just another example of that. Let's give one more example from strangesounds.org and other sources. This report, weather anomaly, very unusual 8 inches of snow in Alaska and June snow in other parts of Montana. From this report, the weather is going crazy, exclamation point, and seems to cool down. Too anomalous for the season. Snow events reported in Alaska and Montana these last days. It's from last week. A sign of mini ice age? Question mark. That's where the narrative becomes totally absurd. And how many comment submissions do we still get at geoengineeringwatch.org by people insisting that we're entering a coming ice age? Not because they have data to back that up. Not because such a conclusion has any substance with verifiable frontline facts, but simply because they saw a headline that, because they hate Al Gore, made sense to them. All available frontline data makes clear the planet, again, is descending into total meltdown, being further fueled by climate engineering, and the only reason people leap to such ridiculous conclusions as, quote, a coming mini ice age is because of the type of completely engineered events like I just outlined. With, again, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, some of the patents of which we have at geoengineeringwatch.org. Take the time to look it up. We have to get past our propensity as a species to go along with the flow of the herd narrative because it feels good. Because we've been trained to, again, hate people like Al Gore, the immensely hypocritical environmental groups, which I have no words for at this point. I refuse to even shake the hand of local Northern California environmentalists, whom I know, some of them quite well, because I have lost any and all respect for them. I refuse to shake their hand and pretend that what they're doing is okay when it's not. From Greenpeace to Sierra Club, WWF, Earth Justice, and many more. The so-called March for Science. What immense hypocrisy. So many of the individuals within the ranks of these groups are behaving like disgruntled kindergartners. No insult to the kindergartners. In their lack of willingness to look at facts relating to climate engineering, which is exactly what they accuse others of doing who refuse to look at frontline facts on planetary meltdown. Total hypocrisy. I hope people within these groups find some shred of honor and face reality, because right now, these people and many in the climate science community are doubling down on the lie, the denial of climate engineering. You can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate without discussing climate engineering first and foremost, and academia and all those within the ranks of academia are doubling down on the lie, because to admit otherwise would be to admit that they were wrong or criminally lying the entire time that they have denied this issue. Disclosure is coming one way or the other, and all those within the ranks of environmental groups and academia will be forced to admit that they were either unimaginably ignorant of the arena of study in which they claim to be an expert, or they were lying. Take your pick. Moving on. What's the real overall picture in regard to global land and sea temperatures? First, parts of Montana that got snow were 90 degrees less than 2 days before. Consider that. Weather whiplash, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Many ramifications from that. I'll cover more of those headlines in a moment. This headline report now from multiple sources. Assessing the U.S. climate in May 2018, the contiguous United States had its, as I reported previously, its warmest May on record. More details on that now. On the daily scale, there were more than 8,590 daily warm temperature station records broken or tied during May. This was 18 times more than the approximate 460 daily cold temperatures that stations reported during that month. And those cold temperatures are a direct result, very shallow layer of cold air on the surface created by chemical ice nucleation, just like the events in Hawaii, Alaska, and Montana I just outlined. Several of the daily records were noteworthy, including 100 degrees Fahrenheit on May 28th in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the earliest such occurrence on record. There was also record warmth along parts of the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, where the snow just occurred, correct? But the media doesn't report on this so much. They report on the anomalous cold. Why? Again, to fuel the division and confusion in the population as to the true state of climate collapse. Final statement from this report, the record low sea ice for parts of the year in the Bering and Chukchi Seas likely contributed to the Alaskan warmth. Record low sea ice. And for those, I hear from people who claim I'm giving the same report every week, that is not true. Absolutely not true. These are all new reports, all new, to drive home the point that we are accelerating into a complete collapse of the formerly hospitable biosphere we have known. Report after report after report. And even with these reports, verifiable from the front line with film footage, you don't need to believe anybody's opinion, film footage of the cryosphere imploding with films like Chasing Ice. But even with all this evidence, there are so many who dogmatically cling to their denial that there's a coming ice age. And understand, such a false narrative is exactly what the climate engineers want. That's exactly what they want the public to parrot. And in parroting that narrative, we are helping the climate engineers to cover their tracks. We're helping them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Look at frontline facts. Understand the planet is descending into near-term climate collapse, unprecedented heating, climate engineering further fueling that fire. We must expose and halt climate engineering. Not our only problem by any means. We have decimated the planet, as I've stated over and over. Please don't misquote me as saying climate engineering is our only problem. I've never said that. I'm trying to deliver facts in a manner that acknowledge the overall picture, which is the only chance we have of getting academia to find their courage, come out of the shadows, and join us in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Without that coming together of various tribes, if you will, I don't know what other word to put on it at this point, various factions, without that uniting, we have no chance of stopping the current course of certain near-term omnicide. Continuing from multiple resources, this report titled Intensifying Drought in the American Southwest. Remember, climate engineers can shut off the flow of moisture anywhere they want, anytime they want, for as long as they want. That's scientifically verifiable fact. Same thing happened in Middle Eastern countries. I've been over that again and again and again. They've shut their moisture off to stabilize them as part of the agenda to overtake those countries, take control of them, install puppet governments, and take their resources. From this report, much of the U.S. Southwest is heading into summer in the throes of a persistent and even more severe drought. Temperatures across much of the region in 2018 have been well above the norms, while rainfall and mountain snow have been well below normal. For struggling farmers and forest fire managers, this is a recipe for disaster. Another headline report, University of Denver Water Law Review Report. Crisis on the High Plains, the loss of America's largest aquifer, the Ogallala. The grain-growing region of the High Plains of America, known as America's breadbasket, relies entirely on the Ogallala aquifer. But long-term unsustainable use, again, industrial society, militarized society, completely unsustainable, was never sustainable. Where is the acknowledgement of that from academia and official sources? We're going to find out the hard way very soon just how true that statement is. Unsustainable. Continuing from this report, the unsustainable use of the aquifer is forcing states in the region to face the prospect of regional economic disaster. As the High Plains states reach the verge of a major crisis, the Ogallala's aquifer supports an astounding 1/6 of the world's grain produce, and it has long been an essential component of American agriculture. The High Plains region, where the aquifer lies, relies on the aquifer for residential and industrial uses, but the aquifer's water is used primarily for agricultural irrigation. The agricultural demands for the Ogallala water in the region are immense, with the aquifer ultimately being responsible for 30% of all irrigation in the United States. The Ogallala Aquifer has long been unable to keep up with these agricultural demands, as the aquifer recharges far slower than the water is withdrawn. Without the Ogallala, significant portions of the High Plains agriculture and related businesses are entirely unsustainable, as I've stated. Across the board, industrialized, militarized civilization, totally unsustainable. Report continues, which could, and there's that word I see in so many reports I try to bring to everyone's attention, could, may, might. There's no could, may, might. It's happening. The report says, could threaten the existence of entire towns whose economies are dependent on water drawn from the aquifer. If the aquifer dries up, there's no could, there's no may, there's no might. Those towns are done. The agriculture is done. There's no ifs about it. Final statement from the report, there are global implications as well, as the region produces, again, 1/6 of the world's grain. And I state one more time for the record, the climate engineers control the flow of water. They have completely disrupted the entire global climate system. We are in totally uncharted territory, and the more they spray, the more disrupted the system becomes. The precipitation that falls is toxic. That's not speculation, conjecture, or hypothesis. Our lab tests from around the globe prove that our precipitation is packed with toxic heavy metals like aluminum, barium, and so on. And we know that these metals affect the root systems, the soils, the soil microbes, and are devastating the biosphere from every direction, further curbing global crop production, destroying the ozone layer. I could go on and on. Again, single greatest threat, single most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm, is climate engineering. Every breath we take, every bite of food we eat, everything is being contaminated by climate engineering. Let's move on. More headlines from multiple sources. What else is happening around the globe to further clarify what the true state of the biosphere is, to counteract the false narratives that I outlined earlier in this program? Here's frontline data, which you can see again with film footage with your own eyes if you watch documentaries, award-winning documentaries, non-political documentaries like Chasing Ice. It can be seen online for about $3. If you don't believe what you see with your own eyes, there's nothing I can do to convince you of the truth. Nothing. Again, from multiple sources, this new headline report, Antarctic ice melting faster than ever, studies show. Exactly what we've said at geoengineeringwatch.org for nearly a decade. What I've stated for many years prior to starting our website. Things are far worse than we've been told. Now, because it can't be hidden any longer, we're seeing an acknowledgement of that. From this report, rate of melt has accelerated threefold, 300% faster in the last 5 years, and could contribute drastically to sea level rises without urgent action. What's the urgent action our governments are taking to try to hide the problem, not to fix it, not to make it better, not for the common good, climate engineering, hiding the problem to try to keep business as usual, doubling down on climate engineering. That's what all the climate conferences are about. That's what's going on behind closed doors, not attempts to curb the damage to the planet, but attempts to hide it with climate engineering, which is also being used as a weapon, weather weapon and biological weapon, because of the toxic fallout. Report continues, ice in the Antarctic is melting at a record-breaking rate, and the subsequent sea rises could have, there's that word again, could have catastrophic consequences for cities around the world, according to two new studies. So do we need scientists to tell us that after years of study, yes, the ice is melting, it's running into the oceans, oceans are rising, that's going to submerge coastal cities and coastal habitation, and that could be bad. Do we need legions of academicians to tell us such an elementary scenario is going to happen? Absurd. The god of science has become an absurdity. Worshipped, our population trained to worship these so-called scientists. Moving on. A report led by scientists in the UK and US found the rate of melting from the Antarctic ice sheet has accelerated 300% in the last 5 years and is vanishing faster than any previous recorded time. The second study, also published in Nature, warns that time is running out to save the Antarctic and its unique ecosystem, with potentially dire consequences for the world. Not potentially. When we lose the poles, we will lose the planet. That's the direction we're heading, because that albedo is lost, reflectivity is lost. massive methane expulsion will happen. Formerly frozen methane deposits are thawing and exploding into the atmosphere from countless terrestrial and seabed locations. This methane is migrating into the atmosphere and covering the planet like a layer of glass. Heat gets in, but it does not get out. This is causing nighttime low temperatures to rise twice as fast as daytime highs. Climate engineering, as I've stated so many times, is further fueling the overall process. More on the methane apocalypse scenario in next week's broadcast. But continuing with headlines on what's happening in the polls. Another verification of the information I just covered on the Antarctic. This is from LiveScience.com, this new report. Antarctica is melting away. More than 3 trillion tons of ice has vanished since 1992. More headlines along the same theme. From Bloomberg, this report. New York, Boston set coastal flooding records. New York and Boston experienced a record number of days with coastal flooding in the last year. How can it not happen? When the cryosphere, the ice deposits of the planet, melt and run into the ocean must rise. As the weight of the ice is lost from these land masses, Antarctica, Greenland, it causes glacial rebound. These land masses begin to rise as that weight is lost from them. That further displaces even more ocean, causing even more sea level rise. We have thermal expansion. As the oceans are warming, they expand, causing yet more sea level rise. The equation from every direction is non-linear. We face very immediate, near-term cataclysms on countless fronts. And although this data is dire, bear with me to the end of this broadcast where I will give specific instructions on what you can do to help. And part of helping is facing reality, not tuning into a news broadcast that tells you stories that have no bearing on the bigger picture just to make you feel good. That will not help us change direction. Only by fully facing the truth head on, which, by the way, as I've stated over and over, is psychologically the sign of a healthy intellect, a willingness to face the truth head on. Be one of those. Make the decision to be such a person, to face the truth head on, and to do your part for the greater good, to help us change directions. More headlines. Extreme weather in Britain. UK weather forecast. Danger to life. Quote, brutal Atlantic storm to smash Britain in 24 hours. A brutal Atlantic storm will rip into Britain later this week, bringing a crashing halt to the glorious summer weather. And that's what the weather forecast, by the way, call record heat. Glorious summer weather. When it's cold, you hear them refer to deadly cold. But seldom do we hear such a description in regard to the heat, which in fact causes far more mortality and accelerating by the day. The moisture is needed to chemically nucleate in order to cool things down where record heat has prevailed. I've been over this again and again and again. We will see more and more of this as the climate engineers manipulate atmospheric moisture to various locations to cause weather, whiplash, chemical ice nucleated cool downs, which causes immense damage, often in the form of massive hail. I'll get to that in a moment. From the Watchers.news, record-breaking rain hits France again. Paris breaks rainfall record set in 1960. The extremes will continue and will accelerate on countless fronts. Getting back to one more headline on the UK. Ecological apocalypse looms for Great Britain. It's not just Great Britain. It's happening all over the globe. All over the globe while people are busy with their iPhones and every imaginable form of mass distraction. The planet is imploding around us. And human nature that is wired most often in such a way as to ignore the wider horizon threats. This is nothing new. Fluoride, aluminum, toxic food, toxic everything. Societal programming has made this condition worse, but it has been the case for a very long time. Let us all remember the proverb, Nero fiddles while Rome burns, happening right now on a global scale. Another headline from Colorado's ABC Channel 5 News. Historic hailstorm hits southern El Paso County, Colorado. Why so many unprecedented and horrifically damaging hailstorms? Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org and search that, or just go to a search engine and type in geoengineeringwatch.org, chemical ice nucleation, geoengineeringwatch.org, engineered winter. You'll find many articles. We have covered this again and again and again with patents, film footage, photography of the unprecedented results of chemical ice nucleation from massive spherical 75-pound ice boulders washing up on the shores of the Great Lakes or oceans around the world in waters that are far above freezing. How does that happen? Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. So the same thing is happening with the hailstorms. They are nucleating this moisture to create the cold, dense layer that descends to the ground. But in doing so, they cause the process of that ice nucleation to start much sooner and build much faster, thus creating massive frozen precipitation events, massive hailstorms, etc. We have covered this again and again. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, hailstorms. You'll find data on that. Moving on. What else is happening around the globe? Trees are dying. I've been over that again and again. We have a new report many may have seen, but many probably have not heard of this. Giant African baobab trees die suddenly after thousands of years. The biosphere is dying, and these are canaries in the coal mine. Demise of 9 out of 13 of the ancient landmarks, baobab trees, linked to climate change by researchers. Here we have again the betrayal of academia, who do not acknowledge climate engineering, who do not acknowledge the toxic rain that is falling on everything, killing organisms like trees from the roots up, destroying the ozone layer, which is frying organisms like trees from the top down. No acknowledgement of that from academia. The report states some of Africa's oldest and biggest baobab trees have abruptly died, wholly or in part, in the past decade, according to researchers. The trees age between 1,100 and 2,500 years old, and in some cases, as wide as a bus is long. This is the same sort of betrayal from academia, have fallen victim to climate change, the team speculated. So many academicians are unwilling to tell the truth because if they dare to do so, they will not be published. Their conclusions will not be published by the power structure controlled media sources. But this paradigm must change, and back to betrayal, not just the academicians betraying humanity and the entire web of life, but more specifically those in media. The absolute spineless cowards in media who, in order to protect their paychecks and pensions, will not publish anyone who dares to tell the truth. In fact, they will marginalize such a person. We are rapidly running out of time. If you're a part of the media, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why you're here. Show a willingness to tell the truth or be willing to be fired in the attempt. Final statement from the report on the baobab trees in Africa. While the cause of the die-off remains unclear, the researchers, quote, suspect that the demise of the monumental baobabs may be associated, at least in part, with significant modifications of climate conditions that affect southern Africa in particular. Southern Africa having their climate manipulated for many decades, bringing countries to their knees, countries which are then forced to allow U.S. occupation, U.S. military occupation, 150-plus countries around the world, empire, and weather used as a weapon. Again, these researchers not speaking directly to the truth, only alluding to it. Moving on, from the UK Independent, this new report, global vegetable supply could plummet by more than a third due to climate change, study says. Could, may, might, never anything definitive from academia. Why not? Because the power structure and the power structure controlled media will not allow it. Because to be definitive, to tell the truth, the unvarnished truth, might cause the population to wake up sooner than the power structure is ready for them to wake up. So therefore, could, may, might, someday, down the road, that type of verbiage is used, which keeps the population asleep, a population that, unless or until they are forced to face reality, which is coming soon, refuse to face it. So far, from this report, the world supply of vegetables, here's the word again, could fall by more than a third by 2050 unless urgent action is taken to combat climate change. Again, no mention of climate engineering and all the effects it's causing, which I've already been over, according to the new study. No could, may, might, no 2050. On the current course, mathematically speaking, with the current trajectories, if they don't accelerate further, which they are doing, we won't be here in 2050 or 2040 or likely 2030, or even far sooner still. Our current paradigm, the biosphere, the planet's ability to support life, is imploding by the day, and I don't care who doesn't believe this. I don't care who rolls their eyes and walks away. You will remember what was stated in this report, and you will be forced to face that soon. And the sooner we change course collectively, the more chance we may have to salvage some of Earth's life support systems. Final statement from this report: urgent action needs to be taken, including working to support the agricultural sector to increase its resilience to environmental changes. This must be a priority for governments across the world. End quote from this report. No amount of increasing agricultural resilience will make any difference on a planet that doesn't support life, period. Something to keep in mind. Another headline from InsideClimateNews.org. This report: climate change could, there's the word again, lead to major crop failures in world's biggest corn regions. Already happening, not over the horizon, already here. From multiple sources, recent Australian droughts might, over and over we see these words, be the worst in 800 years. And always they give a date that they speculate it may have happened before, because then people think, oh, something natural about this, maybe it's just a cycle. Nothing natural about what we've done to the planet. Nothing. We have decimated this planet in the geologic blink of an eye. People die. It's natural. If you shove them off a cliff, they die faster. Nothing natural about that. We have shoved our planet off a cliff. Another headline: Gulf of Mexico hypoxic zone, dead zone, forecasted to exceed over 17,000 square kilometers. The June 18 forecast of the size of the hypoxic, that's no or low oxygen dead zones, also known as the dead zone in the Northern California Gulf of Mexico for late July 2018, is that it will cover 17,000 square kilometers. Dead ocean. Oceans are dying around the globe, becoming hypoxic and anoxic, low and no oxygen. The oceans are dying. Oceans die. We die. This is a new report. New report. Everything I'm headlining here is a new report. Understand, it's accelerating, can't be hidden much longer. The point I'm driving home with these headlines is while we're being showed meaningless theater, meaningless political theater, the planet is imploding around us. Continuing, another headline from Visorg and other sources: further drivers of ocean deoxygenation identified. Measurements as well as model calculations equally show the oxygen inventory of the oceans is decreasing rapidly. However, the models underestimate this decrease significantly, making projections into the future problematic. Same story again and again. It's far worse than we have been told. Far worse on every front. Why? To keep the populations in their bubbles of denial until the last possible moment. Lest the population wake up, start holding their elected officials, agency officials, media liars, academic liars, holding them accountable legally and morally, and changing course from our current trajectory of certain near-term omnicide. The power structure does not want the population to wake up before they are ready for them to wake up, before they have made their preparations for final collapse. We must beat them to the intersection. We must collectively help to wake the masses. More on how to help at the end of this broadcast. But a final conclusion from this broadcast: the creation of the no and low oxygen zones in the ocean are being fueled by the warming of the oceans and this is important, the altering of the patterns of global ocean circulations, global ocean currents. Remember and consider this: changing ocean currents are directly related to changing wind currents, which are in turn directly related to the ongoing global climate engineering insanity, which is altering upper-level wind currents, which alters ocean currents. From countless directions, climate engineering is pounding the final nails into our collective coffins. It must be exposed and halted. On that note, another aspect of climate engineering, with a new study that confirms conclusions that we have formally stated at geoengineeringwatch.org, consider this new headline report from multiple sources. Invisible scum on sea cuts CO2 exchange with air by up to 50%. Follow me through with this and I'll fill in the blank. Scientists say the findings have major implications for predicting our future climate. An invisible layer of scum on the sea surface can reduce carbon dioxide exchange between the atmosphere and the oceans by up to 50%, scientists have discovered. Teams from the Natural Environmental Research Council have identified what they call surfactant effect between different seawaters in real time. They found surfactants can reduce carbon dioxide exchange by up to 50%. Follow me through with this equation. Surfactants affect the molecular surface tensions of water and how it reacts. It creates a foaming effect, much like soaps do. How often now have we seen the foaming rain runoff or massive ocean foaming events? Surfactants are a part of the climate engineering material dispersions. Consider this direct quote from American Elements Corporation, which is believed to be a primary material supplier for the ongoing climate engineering operations. From their website, nano aluminum particles are available from American Elements Corporation as a dispersion through American Elements Nanofluid Production Group. Nanofluids are suspended nanoparticles in a surfactant solution. A part of the spray dispersion mix, blanket spraying all over the planet, over the oceans. Now we know from peer-reviewed study that not only are these operations destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, and contaminating the entire planet and every breath we take, they are reducing the ocean's ability to absorb carbon, thus further fueling the atmospheric buildup of carbon, thus further fueling the planetary meltdown. From countless directions, climate engineering pulling the noose around our collective necks. Along the same theme, this headline report from theconversation.com and other sources: increased deaths and illness from inhaling airborne dust, an understudied impact of climate change. Again, no mention of the climate engineering aerosol dispersing elephant in the sky. Our skies so often look like something from another planet, something from a science fiction movie, and yet we live in societies, and this is the most alarming of all, even more alarming than the clinically insane power structure, is a population that seems terminally oblivious to unimaginable threats that are so clearly visible happening above their heads, and they ignore their sense of reason, they refuse to research, they refuse so far to acknowledge this threat. How much material does it take to blot out the sky from horizon to horizon? We're talking about, stated on the record, tens of millions of tons of aluminum specifically dispersed annually on the record. This is an all-out assault against the entire web of life, including our species, nothing less. Another headline from multiple sources: India's air pollution is now so bad it is literally off the charts. People are dying all over the globe, and I'm not stating climate engineering is the only source of pollution. Of course not. But I'm saying when we consider all the downstream effects from climate engineering, in addition to the direct dispersion of highly toxic particulates in skies all over the globe, it is the single biggest part of the equation, the single most lethal part of the equation, the single biggest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. From this report, air more toxic than can be measured by monitoring devices has blanketed India this week. And it's not just India. It's all over the globe. What else might be in our air? Consider this new headline: Disease X fears. Quote, terrifying new strain of bird flu that kills over a third of those who contract it discovered in China amid fears of new global pandemic. Those in power can release pathogens anytime they want. I again cite the on-the-record statement from former government scientist Ken Caldera. You can find this at geoengineeringwatch.org. Here in his own words, that his job for our government was to design pathogens that could be seeded into clouds to infect the population below. If you think your government would never carry out biological warfare against innocent civilians, you've not done your research. I've already covered this in previous broadcasts with documented historical data. Another new report on the imploding biosphere titled Crimes Against Nature, a report by Dr. Andrew Glickson, titled The Betrayal of the Future, Tipping Points in Earth's Climate. Don't have time to cover this report, but encourage people to look it up, find a contact for Dr. Glickson, and ask him why or how he can justify not mentioning climate engineering as a part of the equation. Total lie of omission. Look up all such academicians reporting on the climate and confront them peacefully but credibly as to how they can possibly consider their report valid while they omit the single greatest climate disrupting factor of all. Again, where is any mention of climate engineering in this report and others? Nowhere. The most dire and immediate threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm, highly toxic and unimaginably destructive global climate intervention programs, not a word. How can things be so bad? How can we be so far painted into a corner from which there is no return? Because too few in the population are willing to face reality and do their part. So far, this human propensity must change. Along this theme, this new report from multiple sources. Humans take path of least resistance. Small excerpt from this report just to make a point. The amount of effort required to do something influences what we think we see, finds a new UCL study suggesting we're biased towards perceiving anything challenging to be less appealing. So, thus, my own words, we ignore it. This is what the human race has done. Those in power could not do what they do without the vast majority of populations being all too willing to ignore reality until they are forced to face it, and that time draws near. Another headline, radioactive waste from 43 nuclear explosions is leaking into the Pacific because a reinforced concrete dome built by the U.S. military on an island to store it is disappearing under the sea. More signs of insanity that are now rearing their heads. More nuclear waste not being covered. The single greatest single source polluter on the planet, the U.S. military. Research that issue. Moving on, almost out of time, unfortunately. There are issues I wanted to cover here I can't get to because there's not enough time in this live broadcast, but I will try to continue in following weeks. I'm simply trying to connect enough dots so we understand where we're headed. Where we're headed is someplace we do not collectively want to be. We are headed a place from which there is no return. Not for our species, or no return for the web of life in any time frame that matters. We're talking about equilibrium periods that could be tens of millions of years. A reminder, as I try to wrap this up, and there are headlines that I missed I don't have time to cover. I'll try to cover them next week's broadcast. Biosphere collapse. Listen, this is the bottom line. Over and over, I want to state this because it needs to be understood. Biosphere collapse triggers certain economic collapse. There is no other possibility. Industrialized, militarized society was never sustainable. The collapse of which in turn triggers desperation and unbridled aggression on the part of power structures. Even so-called religious leaders like Lindsey Graham now calling for war authorization to attack countries like North Korea. Total immoral and hypocritical behavior from so-called spiritual circles, so-called environmental groups. So few willing to clear the lens through which they see the world, willing to abandon their ideology, preconception, and bias, and primitive tribalistic behavior to put the focus on what we need to do as a species to survive the near-term horizon. So when power structures are desperate, what do? Global conflict is their final option. I've been over this again and again and again. We have this headline from multiple sources. Saudi coalition bombed a cholera treatment center in Yemen. Massive human catastrophe unfolding there. Humanitarian catastrophe. The Yemenis being slaughtered with weapons supplied by the U.S. and U.K. This is more important. On top of that, Bilderberg meeting, after the Bilderberg meeting, meeting of the global elite, the day after, Israel calling in reservists. Preparing for what? Let's ask ourselves. More false flag events are likely in Syria in the possible form of more Western military staged chemical attacks. Attacks that will likely be used to justify yet more Western military industrial complex aggression. The desperate quest for total control of remaining resources. Trump stated this. Total hypocrisy. Anyone can make war. But only the most courageous can make peace. Mr. Trump, you have no business stating that. Nor did Mr. Obama, nor did Mr. Bush, nor Mr. Clinton. No business making such a statement by these people who are part of the power structure, all of them. Power structure puppets, nothing more. In the course of my 15 years of battling to expose and halt the global climate engineering insanity, I've communicated with many potentially prominent individuals with considerable notoriety from many arenas of society. These individuals know who they are. I'm expressing my personal appeal to make your voices heard in this epic battle for the greater good, while it can still make a difference. In the last 15 years, I've met with numerous elected officials, including personal meetings with the California Lieutenant Governor, Gavin Newsom. I've not yet seen any semblance of honor or courage coming from the ranks of our bought and paid for so-called elected officials. If we're to have any chance whatsoever of exposing and halting climate engineering and numerous other converging catastrophes, it is up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We must make every single day count in the critical battle to sound the alarm. There is no silver bullet that can magically fix what we collectively face. But this should not, must not, deter us from carrying out our obligation to do our individual parts for the greater good, no matter how great the odds are against us. Visit the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for detailed instructions on how you can help to turn the tide. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.